uusimmat rytmit kuuluu sulle.
Pink Sweats, welcome. Great to have you here in Ylax.
Yeah, I love it here.
Let's talk about your very interesting story. It seems from an outsider's point of view, it seems like a lot of things happened really quickly. Is that the reality, or have you really done this for a longer time?
Specifically being an artist, yes, it happened very quickly. But my overall journey in music, it was a little, you know, a little time.
And you said that actually to become an artist, that was not your aim. That was not your goal from the beginning. But yeah. So how did it all happen? How did you become a singer, a songwriter?
Well, songwriting for me was just a different way to express and create, because I always like had a talent for like writing stories and stuff, but I didn't like know how to like put it into song as far as like formally, you know, like I didn't go to school for it. But I love music, you know. I just always wanted to like write songs and like make them, but I didn't really want to be the one to sing them, you know. I just wanted to like write it and
put it out there.
Else.
Yeah. You've said that because of this rare disease, mm-hmm. that you found out later in life, that somehow pushed you towards aiming, yes, for this kind of career. Why did that happen?
Well, because I feel like it made me just realize like, okay, so there's some things in life that you want that require some sort of sacrifice. And for me, being an artist was the one thing that was always off limits. Because, like, people always would ask me, like, yo, you should be an artist. Like, I'll get you a record deal. I'm like, nah, I don't want to do that. I just want to, you know, be a songwriter. But it was like, this is the one thing that I know I can do, but I just didn't want to. And then when I decided to, like, you know, just not be selfish, because I feel like it's people that want to hear the kind of music that I wanted to make, and it was kind of selfish of me to like say no, I'ma just keep making songs for other people and let their vision be, you know. So I was like, I mean, let me not be so selfish and not waste time, because you don't have so much of it, you know.
You never know how much time you have,
yeah,
on this earth,
really,
right?
Yeah.
So you have to just go for it when you have the chance.
Go in. You got to know when to catch your opportunities.
Yeah. You've also said that you grew up in very religious upbringing. Mm-hmm. You're like the mainstream music was not allowed in your house when you, yeah, grew up. How did that affect you? Was it a good or a bad thing?
I think for me, overall, it was good. But when you're a kid, you kind of just want to fit in. But I think it made me be okay with standing out and being different in the long run. So it's like a little bit of both, you know. Like when you're a young kid and everybody knows all the, like, popular rapper songs and you just don't really know them or, like, stuff like that, you kind of feel a little bit left out. But now as an adult, I definitely feel more comfortable in just listening to what I want to listen to and not feel like I have to follow a crowd or something, you know.
At what age did you start to, like, break the rules that your parents were trying to set?
It's from the beginning. I always been kind of a free thinker as a kid, because, like, my parents, they always taught me to, like, be myself and, like, find my own identity, but they also tried to take it away. You know, it's like parents, you try to teach your kids these things, but then they learn them, and then you still try to control them. It's like your parents, you're like, you know, be yourself, be your best person, and then you say, okay, cool, I don't want to go to college, and like, no, you go to college. Like, you're like, well, I want to start my business. Well, no, but you know, it's like, it's just a parental thing. So for me, even as a kid, like, I was always, like, questioning them and, like, challenging them. And they didn't love that then. But now they love it.
I think in that kind of attitude that you've had it as a kid, I think you can we can hear it as now from through your music too, because you're constantly like breaking the rules and the boundaries of what genres should sound like, yeah. and the mixing a lot of different things. You have worked with variety of different artists, like from Florida Georgia Line to Tierra Whack, from country to like rap. Is that something that you do purposely, or is it something that just comes naturally, that you don't want to box yourself into one specific genre?
It's like unintentional but intentional, because like in my brain, I when I first started writing songs, I had like a goal to be like, I wanted to be a writer of all things. So I want to write stories, I want to write songs, I want to write scripts, I want to anything writing, I want to be a part of it. So it's like I had that goal, so it's like when these opportunities come, I just jump into it, you know, and throw myself into it. I don't like say like, oh, I can't do that, or I don't know this, or, you know, like I'm the kind of person, I love music and this is the only thing I ever wanted to do, so I feel like I wanted to be great at it. So it's no genre that you can put in front of me that I'm like, oh no, I can't do that.
You feel like that you want to have the freedom to try it out and do different things, but do you think that from the outside people want to put your music into specific genres or limit you?
It's human nature. I like bothers me sometimes, but I know it's a like I've for the amount of success that I've already had is been a lot in a short period of time. So for me, it's just like looking at the perspective of like, okay, this is only a 1 year, you know, one full year that I even been like 100%, you know, and it's already so good. So it's like, just be patient. You know, some things, it takes time to change anything, you know? So it's like, for me, I'm more so just trying to show people a different outlook on where I come from, the kind of neighborhoods and kind of things that I grew up in. Because right now, at least in the States, rap is really popular. I don't know how popular American rap is
very,
here.
Yeah, the rap in general is very popular everywhere, I think, but in Finland too.
Yeah.
It's a huge.
So for me, it was like showing people that, you know, you could be from somewhere, but you don't have to always do one thing. And it's not even just about music, but I hope that, like, kids and people see me and they say, oh, well, he's from this area and this popular person is from there, too, and they're just totally different. You can be from the same place, have differences. Doesn't mean nobody's better. It just means it's diversity. And that's what I feel like I want to bring to the table, is just show people a variety of things that they could choose from, and then, you know, hopefully spark an idea in their brain. They're like, I don't even have to do music if I don't want. I could go be a doctor, I could be a lawyer, I could be a manager at McDonald's. I don't know, whatever it is that they want to do.
Give people options, I guess, also.
Yeah. And then feel comfortable in your own skin, because I remember one time I was in my old neighborhood, and it's not really a good neighborhood, and I was just like at the local McDonald's, and it was like a little girl, she was probably like 7, and she was just like talking to her mom. She was like, one day I want to work here. And I remember in my head I was thinking like, why would you want to work at McDonald's? But then when I left, I was like, wow, like, what's wrong with that? Like, if that's her one dream in the world, who says that that's not enough, you know? So I guess that's my kind of goal, is to just tell people, like, nobody's better than anybody. We all have visions and goals. Just chase what's yours. You know what I'm saying? If you want to flip burgers, if you want to be a billionaire, you want to shoot hoops, you want to be a doctor, it's all possible. Just be comfortable knowing that that's your thing.
Yeah, well, that's so true, actually. That's a good advice, that we should all aim for the things that we actually want, not because we see that everybody else is doing something. Yeah. That is so true. But let's talk more about the music that you actually do. We said that you don't want to box yourself into specific genres, but then R&B is still something that is very visible when you listen to your EPs, both Volume 1 and Volume 2, is the kind of a core, even though you go and play around different vibes and sounds.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you are kind of stripping R&B from all the very sounds that we know R&B from. Like, there's not too much drums, there are not too much beats in the background. It's like an unplugged version of R&B. Yeah. Why are you doing that type of R&B?
I think it was just, that's where I was musically in my head. I was tired of hearing the same 808, same kicks. And so I just wanted to take it back and just go like, what do I want to hear right now? What would I want to hear as a listener if I'm, like, going through the radio? It's weird because for radio, it makes sense when things sound similar because just you throw it in the mix, boom, you can flow from each song. But to me as a listener, if I'm, like, going through songs, I want to hear something different. I don't really listen to, like, a lot of the same stuff all the time. So for me, it's like, okay, since we have, like, radio and streaming, how can I do something that can meet in the middle for both, you know? So it just worked out that way. But I feel like I used to be very ashamed of my voice because I didn't think that I could sing. So once I found the confidence, I feel like now I should kind of like display it a little bit. And it's kind of hard to display with beats because beats kind of, you know, you can hide behind a beat easily, you know, like
it kind of dominates.
Yeah,
the way
the beat really
sound,
controls how you feel in a lot of music. So for me, it was like, man, what would be the dopest thing I could do to like grab somebody, and nobody could ever say, "Oh, it's only the beat," you know? Because like as a producer, sometimes people play you their music, and you're like, "Man, that's a fire beat," but you're not even listening to the song. It's just you just jam into the beat. It's like the song could be whatever. I don't even know what you're talking about, but the beat. But for me, it's like, all right, when people listen to the song, I want them to feel something special and like be a fan forever. So,
yeah, usually when you actually hear better, like what the artist actually is saying or singing, you usually remember and you can feel, I mean, different people feel different things when they listen to music. Some people can feel a lot of things just by hearing a beat or a melody or something. And like myself, I'm the opposite. I need to understand what the story is.
Yeah.
What is this artist trying to tell me? So I definitely agree with you in the fact that it's easier to feel something when you actually are listening and hearing the lyrics. And the lyrics is something actually I want to talk about, because not just that you are kind of making different R&B in sound wise, but you're also, your lyrics are a bit different than what we are used to. Part when you're talking about sex, it's not as explicit as it's a lot of other R&B songs. The way you talk about women and relationship is softer. And then you said that that's what you actually are aiming for. Why did you choose to also do that differently?
Because I love women. And I think that a lot of people don't realize the impact of what they say on people, you know? Because, like, when I was a kid and I was growing up in my neighborhood, nobody really had a dad. I was only, like, one of very few people that I knew that knew two of their own parents. Like, I had a dad and a mom, but all my friends, they didn't have dad and mom. They only, like, had, like, a mom or a grandma. So you learn how to talk to women through what? TV and music. So when I was growing up, I would say the B word all the time. Call girls B, 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 because that's what I was around. But it's like, dang, like if I had a kid right now and I heard them say that, how would that make me feel? And I'm like, dang, did you learn that from me? Like, you know what I'm saying? So for me, it's just like, dang, like I kind of want to just be my authentic self and like just put out that positive energy. And plus, women don't always want to be called a B all the time, you know?
No, we don't.
You
want to
feel loved. You
want to
feel important. You want to feel like warm inside. You always want to feel on edge, like, do they love me or not? Like, you know what I'm saying? So
That is so true, and that is so refreshing to actually hear a man say all those things and think about that, the effect of what they do, their art. Because a lot of times people do hide behind the fact that, well, this is art, this is just a song. It shouldn't be, you know, taken too seriously, or it doesn't affect anybody, it's just the music. But it's never like that. We always do, you know, learn from the things that are around us.
You
the
learn art, the music, you the want culture. To or not.
Yeah, exactly.
It's there.
It doesn't even matter what age we are still affected in the same ways. The, sure. By the fact that the things that we see and hear around us. So that is so true. I also want to talk about that in a lot of interviews, you talk about that you also want to change the culture. Like you want to do this for helping the culture. And what do you mean by that? What do you want to change about the culture?
For me, it's not really, I don't really like the word change. I just like, I don't know if you guys know what like gumbo is. Gumbo is like a southern dish in America where you put a bunch of different things in there and it makes just like amazing flavor. So for me, it's not about changing anything. It's just adding to the pot. I feel like music nowadays is kind of like just, it's trendy to be like a rapper and get like tattoo on your face and like talk about drugs and having sex with a bunch of women. It's trendy. Whether they're doing it or not, it's just like when I see kids, I'm thinking to myself, like, dang, like, I used to be that kid. And I used to want to be like those people when I was, you know what I'm saying? Whoever that person was for me. So it's like, that's not dope to me personally. I'm not judging anybody with a tattoo on their face, but I'm saying like when you put that in front of people and you constantly pumping that, it's like, what do you think is going to happen? More kids are going to get tattoos on their face. They're not going to be able to get a job. They're not going to be able to find any means to properly support themselves if they're going out there and following their favorite rapper. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's just like, all right, what could I do? Okay, I can make these beautiful songs, put them out there. That way kids have a choice. They can't say, oh, nobody's making good music anymore. It's like, it's out there. You can listen to this and you can listen to that. And then you meet in the middle. Maybe you don't get the tattoo on right under your eye. Get it on your arm like I do. You know what I'm saying? It's not about like changing people, but it's about just giving people options and perspective. And I feel like for culture right now, it's not really much diversity. Like you just look at Billboard, anybody at home, you could type it in, look at the Hot 100. It's not no black artists that are singing real songs about real stuff. It's either pop or like rap. And it's like, that's not a proper representation of black culture as a whole. It's just one sided. It's like, everybody don't rap. I don't even listen to rap like that. Like, I know people who can't even name 5 rappers that are black. And it's like, but you assume, like, people, when I walk around, people think I'm a rapper. Because they're like, oh, he got chains. He got, like, these flashy shoes. But that's just a piece of culture. But that everybody that looks like me does not rap. You know what I'm saying?
So you mean that you also want to, in that sense, also give more options to people of color, I guess, or black people to be able to also like do different things in when it comes to music too. Because that's so true that usually we assume people based on their skin color, that what type of music they might like, what type of art they might do. It kind of is the reality, but then we can change the reality because I don't see people that look like me in rock concerts here and that often. Usually it's very rare thing to see. Yeah. So I kind of get it. But why is that? Maybe it's because of the fact that we do put people in the boxes and what they should do and shouldn't do. So is that something you also want to give options to?
I think for black, at least in America, black people, our outlets are usually sports and music. So if you're 17 years old and you like music, you might be able to sing. But if you see this kid who has tats on his face and getting all this attention, if you're like, man, okay, so I'm trying to escape my environment, how's the quickest way I can get out of this situation and make some money and change my life. You're going to go that way. You're not going to go the pink sweats route because it doesn't look like, oh, it doesn't look like he's popping or like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's just got to change. And like for me, I feel like I'm not as, like, I'm kind of flashy, but not like to a degree of like things like that. Like, I don't post my house on Instagram and stuff like that. But I have a nice house, but I'm not going to be like, oh, look at every single room. Like, I just believe that, like, you know, people should look at your life and see, like, oh, he don't look like he's missing any meals. It's not a bad thing. Like, it's okay to sing. It's okay to love women. It's okay to be respectful. It's okay to do these things. It doesn't always have to be some, like, antics, you know?
To have emotions and all that. Share stories. This is my last question, actually. I want to talk about your next project. Last two EPs were very, like I said earlier, that or before that, it's very, like, acoustic sound, very unplugged type of sound. Yeah. Will the album be different, or does it continue the path that you have paved now?
The album is, now, I guess, the full embodiment of what I like and I enjoy, mixed with like things that I think just are unique to me and my situation, me being a black artist, R&B and stuff. It's just like all these things, and I'm like creating like just my own world as far as listening. It's like the album is called Pink Planet, so it's just like, it's not about a genre, it's about like updating people's minds, because like you have all these new platforms and ways to listen to music, but people still do the same old thing. It's like, oh, I'm a rapper, or I'm a singer. It's like, I'm an artist. So I might wake up one day, I don't want to make an album that sounds like every song is a continuation of the last song. I don't know if you ever hear albums where it sounds like the same song over and over and over. And you're just like, I wish you would have did like something else. Like for me, each song feels like a whole different vibe, and like in a good way. It doesn't feel like left. It feels more like, this is perfect. And then if the songs that you may not typically have listened to, you're going to fall in love with them because it's like the spin and like the way that I would approach the records.
When will it be out then?
2020.
Okay.
Yeah. Early though. It's not going to have to wait too long. I would have been done. Honestly, I had to be an artist. I had to tour. So it's like, it's hard. And then a lot of my music on the album is live, so it's like I had to go in the studio, cut drums, and like lay pianos and guitars and all these things. So it just takes a little bit longer, but it's gonna be worth it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, appreciate you.